Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Joseph William, J-O-S-E-P-H-W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, date of birth 11-5-73, date of service is 8-31-2022. Mr. Joseph William is having severe pain in his right shoulder and right knee. In the right shoulder, he has severe pain in the AC joint in the anterior part of the shoulder as well as in the rotator cuff region. With a severe weakness and difficulty in doing abduction of the arm. Regarding the right knee, he has severe pain in the in and around the patella, and especially in the patellar tendon superior and inferior, which he points down with his hands. The MRI that have been done on this patient revealed that shoulder MRI shows that there is a complex tear of the anterior superior labrum with the involvement of the biceps anchor. There is a subcortical narrow edema within the superior lateral aspect of the humeral head, and there is a joint fluid. In the shoulder joint, there is effusion and subacromial bursitis, and there is a supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendinosis, tendinitis, as well as AC joint involvement with a large-sized joint effusion. The patient has extreme pain and very much involved in poor ADLs, and he drops his phone. And the injections are expected to bring relief in the pain and improve the ADL and decrease the need for pain medication. The patient is advised to have an injection to the right supraspinatus tendon, right infraspinatus tendon, right biceps tendon, as well as intra-articular injection at the shoulder joint. The subacromial bursa injection, as well as will be done at a later date under the fluoroscopy. The complex tear of the anterior superior labrum should resolve with the intra-articular injection of the shoulder joint. The procedure for the shoulder joint was done according to the protocol for supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon. Intra-articular injection of the shoulder was done according to the protocol, and so was the injection of the biceps tendon. The patient tolerated the procedures very well. Band-aids were applied. All the needles were withdrawn completely, and medication, which consisted of Marcan with steroid, dexamethasone, was injected to each area. Regarding his knee, it is found that the MRI shows complex tear of the posterior horn of the medial meniscus extending into the body. Lateral meniscus was unremarkable, as well as there is a inflammation, high-grade tear of the proximal patellar tendon, and 80 to 90% fiber involvement. That's where the patient is pointing his severe pain. And there is a joint effusion, moderate, and sprain of anterior cruciate ligament. And because of this, the patient was advised to have an injection of the lateral fiber of the proximal patellar tendon and distal tendon, as well as intra-articular injection of the knee joint on the right to help him with the pain. This was done under the as a protocol. An injection of the upper fibers of the patellar tendon was easily injected with 3 cc's of Marcan with the dexamethasone using a 3 cc syringe. Entire needle was withdrawn. Patient was also provided an injection to the left knee intra-articular, which also has complicated problems like meniscus tear and severe arthritis and all kinds of issues. Even though patient has had knee replacement on the right, the problem is still undergoing. And the patient has been referred to a specialist, Dr. Haki, for further evaluation and treatment. The procedure was done according to the protocol. Please use that. Thank you very much.